That takes us to agenda item 7, which is PR 2025-020067, minor plat 2025-00021, which is a request for minor preliminary final plat, VAC 2025-00022, and VAC 2025-00026, which are requests for vacation of private easement. These are all submitted by Tim Eldridge as agent for Peter Generis, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract 1C, 1A, 1B5, Brunicini Industrial Park Unit 3, zoned MXM, located at 2500 Phoenix Avenue on the east side of Vassar Drive Northeast, between Manal Boulevard Northeast and Phoenix Avenue Northeast, containing approximately 4.2357 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, Tim Aldridge is out sick, and I'll be representing the owner, Peter Generis, who's also here.
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yeah, Mr. Hearing Officer, if they could allow me to unmute our.
Oh, there
Maybe.
you are.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Wait a minute. So, yeah, they have it. There you go. Thanks. Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I'll do a short presentation, and then we'll go through the cases. Let me start. This case is located near Manal and Vassar, due west of the diversion channel. It is approximately this site right through here. Mr. Generis owns all of the property except for this piece right in here, this out parcel, which he has sold. We are currently working with this platting to develop the hard corner of Vassar and Phoenix. They switch to the plat. So what the purpose of this plat is today is to consolidate tracts 1A, 1B, and 1C, and to vacate this easement through this area. This plat that created these actual four tracts dedicated the 4 feet of right of way along Vassar. And so, as we're adjusting this lot line, part of this action today is to dedicate the 4 foot additional right of way needed for Vassar to meet the IDO requirements. We've worked with Tim. There's an existing 5 foot sidewalk along Vassar and Phoenix, and a 6 foot sidewalk along Manal that we will prepare an exhibit and supplement that to the record as well. What the purpose is to again to consolidate these three lots and then also to vacate this easement right through here. We've submitted a letter from this property owner who has a right that does not need this access record. That was submitted to Mr. Webb and Mr. Rodenbeck this morning. It's been signed. We'll upload that to ABQ plan as well for the file. This easement only services that tract. The vacation of this easement doesn't serve any other public interest or welfare. And so, therefore, it meets the requirements for the vacation portion of that area. We are developing this site for a new industrial park. And prior to that, we had done quite a bit of site investigation. This is an overall that was part of a construction landfill that was used by IMAFCA during the construction of the diversion channel. We've had Terracon go through and do extensive surveys. And then we've been also working with the Environmental Department. And we sent this over to Mr. Webb as well as Mr. Rodenbeck this morning. We have cleared the use of the landfill areas and the mitigation requirements through that area. Aldridge had not had the opportunity to get the plat over to Environmental Health Department, and we will do that as part of the overall platting process. The last item is we've been working with hydrology with Mr. Tiquan Chen and Mr. Anthony Montoya. We've had some issues getting our resubmittal of our drainage report uploaded and reviewed, and so that's an outstanding issue that I still think is there. Hopefully, I'm not sure we can get through today without that approval, but we'll take it one step at a time. I believe I've answered or I've addressed and got you updated, and so with that, I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Hearing Officer, for any other additional questions.
Thank you, Mr. Boynton. Let's see, I see Jay Rodenbeck with a hand raised. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to update everybody and for the record that Tim Aldrich was the authorized agent for this application per the applicant owner, Peter Janaris. But Peter Janaris provided an updated letter of authorization authorizing Mr. Bohannon, Jacob Lieberman, and Rick Bennett to act as agents in Mr. Aldrich's absence due to his sickness. So just for the record, we did get an updated letter of authorization from Mr. Janaris.
Thank you, sir. Okay, well, let's go to the public comment portion, see if there's any public comment. If so, Mr. Wahani will get the chance to respond. So for everyone here in attendance, this is agenda item 7, request for a minor plat and 2 vacations of easement located at 2500 Phoenix. Please raise your hand to speak on those items. Scrolling through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 7. Last call for public comment on agenda item 7. Okay, Mr. Bohannon, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. So, first of all, there's a note or easement note is on this plat. You don't need it, so you can remove that. We do request that you put another note. It's just to state that infrastructure is existing but may not be adequate for service. So that is in my notes. So please add that on the plat, and then, for future development, just an informational comment in your availability statement. That's all I have for this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Did you have suggested language that you'd like to propose as a condition?
I do, and I didn't know if you wanted me to, have you read it out every time, but it is in my memo. If you prefer to have that, if you prefer to read that out, I can put it in as a condition.
Yeah, I think we should just to stay with the practice. Yeah, thank
Okay,
you. Good
I'll put
point.
it in. Thank
Mr. Bohan, any questions about that or comments?
No, Mr. Hearing Officer, and it is in his notes that were supplied to us last night as well.
Great, thank you, sir. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology needs an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan prior to approval of the preliminary plat and vacation of easement. Unfortunately, we did receive the submittal, but we didn't have a chance to review it because the submittal issue from our APQ plans. So at this moment, hydrology recommend to defer this case to another to next DHO meeting. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, Mr. Chen, do you think you can have that reviewed in the next 2 weeks?
Hydrology, yes, I do. Because we are having a problem with this resubmittal, but seems like it has been resolved. So I think we will have chance to get it approved prior to next DHO meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you. In light of that, Mr. Wahanan, did you want to go ahead and proceed through the rest of the comments, or should we just defer it? And you've received them in writing. What would you prefer?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think if we could go ahead and get all these comments down, make sure that we've covered them all, then hopefully on the deferral, it will be a very quick hearing. We'll work with Tim to get any of the notes and everything else on all the applications and then re-upload that for the next hearing. And so then it would be pretty much ready to go. And specifically what I'd like to clarify with code enforcement is the sidewalks.
Okay, let's go ahead and continue then. Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. So then next up would be transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Manal is a principal arterial and requires 6 foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Phoenix and Vassar are both local roads and require 5 foot sidewalks with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffers. Your drawings indicate Phoenix and Vassar with only 4 foot sidewalks and Manal with mostly 6 foot but a small portion of 4 foot fronting the property. Sidewalks not meeting required width will need to be widened. All work in the right of way will need to be placed on infrastructure list and financially guaranteed. We have no objection to the vacations of easement.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon. Thank you, Ernest. We're going to put together an exhibit and we'll submit to you and look at the entire length of all the sidewalks. It appears from my review, and it was late last night, it looks like all the sidewalks are actually built correctly to the right widths, but we want to get an exhibit to you to clarify that. If they're not, then we will submit an infrastructure list with the resubmittal with those sidewalks on that list. And I think that would be the only item on the infrastructure list concerning transportation, if I'm correct.
That is correct. Yeah, I when you mentioned when you in your opening statement you did mention sidewalks, so I went and checked real fast, and yeah, I'm finding 4 foot on Vassar and Phoenix, and that one little stretch of 4 foot along Manal.
Okay. The survey that Tim had provided shows some differing widths, and so that's why I want to get with Tim and get the actual exhibit because he's actually surveyed it.
Okay.
And we all have different Google pin drops, and sometimes
Yeah.
they work well, and sometimes they don't work quite so well. So.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. That takes us to code enforcement. I will be delivering those comments today.
Mr. Chair Rodenbeck, I will be, and I'll just note I've been sworn in, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you.
So code enforcement, Ron, it sounds like you might have questions for code, but I'll just note that I don't believe they created a memo and had any comments for this plat inaction. Do you have any questions for them?
No, I probably have wrapped them into your comments or planning's comments about the Environmental Health Department. And we had sent the Environmental Health Department memo to you and to Robert this morning. I thought Robert was making those, and those were from Shelley Eaton, with the Environmental Department.
Yeah, and Robert can follow up on that, but I'll defer to him on that. But I just wondered if you had any questions to forward on to Jeff Palmer.
No, that was the only one.
Okay, thanks.
Great, thank you. That takes us to Parks and Recreation, Sana
Yes,
Alec.
sir.
Now, please raise your right hand. You swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you. And then finally, that takes us to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those today.
It'll be me, sir.
Thank you. Robert Webb, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Robert Webb. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, just had a couple clarification items first. If there is infrastructure needed, we'll just need a completed infrastructure list that shows, of course, the sidewalk widths and landscape buffer. And depending on how that infrastructure is handled, most likely we'll need an infrastructure improvements agreement with financial guarantee. So you guys can kind of clarify that as you're moving forward and working through that. And I just needed clarification on the lot kind of as a whole. From Manal, there's access that goes through the large lot to the south, and then it gives access to the business to the east there on the right-hand side. And didn't know if the actually lower Marcel there to the south from Manal. Didn't know if that was platted access and if there was any type of cross access that was needed, or is it, I'm not sure exactly if it lines up with the property lines and vacations, or if there's an issue there getting access to, the established business there to the right. So I just didn't wanted to make sure that that wasn't going to create a future problem for anybody there as far as the both the access and the current platting and vacation actions for that. And then the only other thing that was needed is we need additional detail on the justification for those vacations per IDO section 66M3. At a glance, I don't see an issue with the vacations. It's just we didn't have enough, it didn't address the criteria. So we didn't have enough information in the justification per the IDO. I believe those are things that can be managed and resolved by the next DHO hearing.
Mr. Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon, thank you, Robert. Yes. If I can share my screen, I'll go back. See if I can get to. So the only platted access is the one that we're vacating, and it provides access from Vassar to, it's actually tract 1-4 or 4-4B right here. Mr. Janaris owns all of the balance of the other property. All of these other tracts have either access to Manal or to Vassar. This is just a built street. It's not a platted access easement. We can clarify that with an upload, with the and addressing that comment with the additional justifications for the vacation action.
Okay, that sounds good. And yeah, I think that's all we had from there.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I think at this point, if it would be appropriate, if we could take a 2-week deferral to the next DHO hearing, we'd appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. Very good. In that case, go ahead and rule on agenda item 7 to defer said item, which is PR 2025-020067, minor plat 2025-0021, VAC 2025-00026 and 22 to the next regularly scheduled DHO meeting, which will take place on Wednesday, June 25th, beginning at 9 a.m. Thank you, everybody.